methods sections typically have a particular tense they follow. Tend to be simple past tense. Sometimes they use active, sometimes they use what's called passive scientific prose. Yeah, so the active voice, we can tell active voice if we have the I, we in there. So, for example, those of you who were at the earlier session, we are going to present these results. Is showing, okay, now we're moving to that active voice where the researcher is showing that we're involved in this process and this is what we're doing. Passive voice is going to hide the I. It's going to focus on what happened. Right? So data was collected. Well, wait, what's the problem with that? Well, data was collected doesn't tell us who collected the data. Right? So if who collected the data is important, we're missing some pretty important information. We're going to describe that later, and the important thing is that we did collect the data. Well, then science is going to say, yes, the focus on the data that it was collected is the most important thing. And a lot of you, like with talking about the literature review, sciences do have particular conventions that tend to emphasize the scientific passive voice. It tends to de-emphasize the human beings involved. Although there are some changes happening across fields now, more and more people are seeing that there are ethical aspects to this that need to be highlighted. But generally in the harder sciences, we're going to have a stronger resonance with the passive voice. And in social sciences, there's a range, and in more of the humanities, we're going to tend towards the I, active voice. So those are tendencies. Again, you need to follow conventions for your particular field.